Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Friday, December 3rd. Happy Friday. And I am reading from the New International Version. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we will be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passage read aloud from the Advent guide. Today, our scripture comes from Jeremiah chapter 8 in verse 18 through Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse 6. You who are my comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of my people from a land far away. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king no longer there? Why have they aroused my anger with their images, with their worthless foreign idols? The harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust anyone in your clan. For every one of them is a deceiver, and every friend is a slanderer. Friend deceives friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Now let's turn to the devotional moment. The title of my devotion is Jeremiah Hurts for His People. It is really hard to see people we love suffer, especially if they're suffering as a result of personal sin or of the deception from the evil one. Our consolation and hope in these seasons is to believe that God can take someone from a place of defiance and restore them by teaching them about His love, mercy, and plan for their lives. In the midst of frustration and worry, we have hope that God can change the hearts and behaviors of those whom we love. This is the situation we find Jeremiah in. He hurts alongside the people because of the destruction that their sin has caused. He longs for them to turn their hearts to the Lord. He warns them again and again of the destruction to come, but they just won't listen. As scripture teaches us, God patiently waits for the nation of Israel to repent, but ultimately they bear the consequences for their sin because of their defiance. As a result, they are defeated as a nation and exiled to a foreign land. This punishment is meant to bring them to their knees and help them see their waywardness and turn in repentance to God. As bad as their judgment is, God's mercy remains. If we fast forward many years past their judgment, a time does come when faithful Jews are allowed to return to rebuild their homeland. The punishment gave way to forgiveness and renewal. As we contemplate the great gift we receive in Jesus this Christmas, let's meditate on the patience and kindness we have received from the Lord. He has rescued us from the power of sin and death, even though we are bent towards sin and often forsake His commands. And let us pray for others that they might not have to suffer grave consequences for their sins, but rather that they would see and behold the gift of renewal and forgiveness found only in Jesus, our Lord. Would you pray with me? Father, please examine my heart, convict me of sin, and free me from the power that it has over me. Please help my loved ones to see your kindness and mercy and turn from their sins as well, to know and to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.